Paul Ramel back here at Canby Elementary School during the science fair. I'm with fifth grader Caleb Van Hefty. Caleb, congratulations on a blue ribbon during your science project.
Thank you.
Wow, it's a pretty good, pretty neat idea here. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
Well, as he said, I'm Caleb Van Hefty. I'm in fifth grade. My question was, how much water would be absorbed by a paper towel by different brands? My hypothesis was that Bounty paper towels would absorb the most water. Now, my hypothesis was correct. Bounty did absorb the most water with 27 milliliters of water and 29 milliliters of cooking oil.
Okay. So what different paper towels did you use?
Well, I used Bounty, Brawny, Soft and Strong, Viva, Smart and Simple, Ultra, Sparkle, and Scott.
Well, that's a lot of paper towels you tested. That must have took a while, huh?
Well, only 2 hours.
Okay. Tell our listeners, what did you do then? How did you find this out that Bounty was number one?
Well, I measured out 100 milliliters of water, poured it into a pan, took a sheet of the chosen paper towel, I put it in the pan, then gently rocked it from side to side until the water covered the entire thing, then pulled it out.
How long do you have to leave the paper towel in there to absorb the water, do
you
think?
Well, just until all the water gets to every corner of the paper towel.
Sure. Okay. Then what did you do after it got soaked pretty good?
Well, then I pulled it up out of the pan, waited until the drips were 5 seconds apart, and then threw it in the garbage can. Then I recorded that amount and subtracted it from 100 milliliters to see how much the paper towel absorbed.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So, you know what I would have thought, Caleb? That Brawny would be the best paper towel. I like their commercials. It's strong. It absorbs. But that's not the case, huh?
Yep.
What place did Brawny come in?
It came in third place with 20 milliliters absorbed.
Okay. Why don't you just tell her complete results of all the paper towels that you tested.
All right. So Bounty got 27. Viva got 25. Brawny got 20. Ultra got 17. Sparkle got 14. Smart and Simple got 13. Scott got 11. And Soft and Strong got 11.
All right, so Soft and Strong kind of came in last place then, huh?
Yes, tied with Scott for last place.
Did any of the towels ever rip when you were trying to pull them up out of the pan of water?
Well, surprisingly, they didn't.
Oh, okay.
They just pulled up nice and easy.
All right. So where did you get your research from?
Well, I got it from a different brand of paper towel website that I didn't use, Real.com. It was kind of a last resort.
Okay.
We were really having a hard time finding something reliable.
Okay. Why did you pick this topic?
Well, I just wanted to use household items, but put a new spin on it.
Okay. This is fantastic, Caleb. I love your display. And you actually demonstrated it for me during your presentation, huh?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
All right. So, Caleb, I'm going to ask you, what do you like about science?
Well, it's just very interesting. There's so many different fields of it. I mean, there's absorbency, like I did. There's nature. There's a whole lot of different things.
Yeah. And your teacher is?
Mrs. Wright.
Okay. And what kind of things do you do in science class?
Well, right now we're learning about the planets and the stars and the universe.
Okay. And what have you learned? Anything? Do you ever get to learn anything new then?
Well, a lot of times, yes.
Mm-hmm.
During this period in class, I learned that there are 5 dwarf planets.
5 dwarf planets?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean, I wonder?
Well, just like Pluto, they're smaller than normal planets. They're like giant rounded asteroids.
Mm. In our solar system?
Yep.
Okay. I heard the other day on the TV that there might be an asteroid coming to Earth here in 2032. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have. There's a few. I just hope they're not too big.
Yeah, we won't want that. You still be alive. Maybe not me, but yeah, we won't want that, would we?
No.
You know what, Caleb? I think you're going to be a fantastic scientist someday.
Thank you.
You got a great start.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Caleb.
Yep.
Caleb Van Hefty?
Yes.
Caleb's a fifth grader here, and you can come and see his science project and all the science projects here today, right? Do you know what time?
6 to 6:45, Canby Elementary.
And it's free?
Yes.
Yep. All right. So come and look for Caleb's paper towel experiment here from 6 to 6:30 here at Cambie Elementary. Thanks, Caleb.
Thank you.